Hi everyone, and welcome to Beverage Chronicles. I'm your host, Gary Monteroso. And today we're going to have an interview with a fellow by the name of Justin Burnett, who's the Chief Sales Officer of a company called Neft Vodka. And joining him will be Mike Kennedy, Vice President of Growth with another business called NPU Live. Now, I do want to mention that there's a relationship between the two, business relationship. Tell you a little bit about Neft Vodka. It is a relatively new company, crafted in Austria, known for its use of non-GMO rye and mineral-rich spring water from the Alps. NPU Live is an acclaimed event production and venue management company based in Northern California, particularly in the San Francisco area. They're known for transforming historic and architecturally unique landmarks into event venues. And as I mentioned, there's a business relationship between Neft Vodka and NPU Live. We're going to explore that right now. And on Beverage Chronicles, we like to talk with guests who are both interesting and just have a good story to tell. And I think we've done that today. We've got Justin Burnett, who is the Chief Sales Officer of a relatively new vodka company called Neft Vodka. And joining him is Mike Kennedy, who's the Vice President of Growth with NPU Live. We're going to dive into this and see what this is all about. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us here in Beverage Chronicles.
Yeah, Thank you for having us.
Okay. Hey, you guys did that in tandem. That's pretty good.
We practiced that all morning.
You must be good friends, I can tell you that.
We are. We work very closely together. So we,
okay.
We'll finish Mike, each other's sandwiches.
Mike, I want to start with you. What is NPU Live?
So NPU Live is a conglomerate. We own and operate venues throughout San Francisco and beyond. We're producers of shows. We are turning underutilized space at some of the city's own venues, like the Palace of Fine Arts, SVN West, and converting those into public-facing ticketed events. We also have a strong private event business. And you can imagine in Silicon Valley and San Francisco, that is something that really feeds our focus on the arts, right? So you know, from your intimate 100-person dinner all the way up to your 40 to 50,000 people out on a port or a pier here in San Francisco, we play in that space and deliver hundreds of events yearly to the audience here in Northern California.
So it sounds as though you're comfortable with a small venue or something very, very large.
Exactly. Yeah, we have venues that have multi-rooms. And when we open them all up in the outside, sometimes we're hosting, you know, 10 to 20,000 people. And at its very core, sometimes we're hosting a very curated dinner for 15.
Oh, that is taking it to both extremes, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. They can all happen at once too.
Well, I guess so, because you're putting on, moving kind of ahead here. How many events a year? We're talking about the equivalent of maybe an event a day.
Correct. Yes. I think our conservative number that we're willing to share is, 250 plus, but really when we're starting to tally all these up, as we get closer to the end of the year, it's really looking closer to 300 plus for 2025 with a lot more on the slate late for 2026.
How long has this been taking place? How many years?
The company itself started about 10 years ago, right around Super Bowl 50, when we took over a pier and threw probably the biggest Super Bowl party that happened in the city for DirecTV and Pepsi, big talent. And that turned, that was a private event that evolved. Our relationship with the city evolved, and we started throwing more and more events. Fast forward to now, we have a great mayor in town who's very willing and accepting and wanting of live events to, breathe life into San Francisco. And so, now we're operating quite a few of their venues. We're actually inside of Golden Gate Park, which is a really, tall task to get in there. And then, any given day, we might have a show in Napa, San Francisco, San Jose, and that could happen all weekend, scaled from 500 to 20 plus thousand.
Absolutely amazing. I just can't fathom how you can successfully, and you are doing this successfully, put on events for such a vast number of people.
Not a lot of sleep, but we're here for the people.
Okay, and again, we're talking with Mike Kennedy right now, the Vice President of Growth with NPU Live. Justin, let's go on and talk with you about Neft Vodka. This is a relatively new company, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We've been around for a couple of years and fairly new. And so we're approaching the market with the eyes wide open.
Is Neft, and I don't even know this, is Neft an acronym for anything?
Neft is Cyrillic for oil. And it's translated into the word oil because we are in an oil barrel.
Ah, Okay, very, very good. What makes this beverage unique?
Yeah, good question. So we're unique based on a couple features, right? So we consist of two ingredients. We're a premium vodka. Our two ingredients consist of non-GMO ancient rye and mineral-rich spring water from the Austrian Alps. Just two ingredients, and it helps create our purity, distinction, and our amazing taste profile.
Curiously, I was looking online as to some of your distribution areas, and I noticed that there's a liquor store about 3 minutes from my house carrying your product. So when
Yeah.
we finish here today, guess who's going to be taking a trip down to buy some?
I appreciate that. We try to become available for our consumers across the country, and we're targeting all channels, whether it's on-premise, off-premise, and events, right? Events creating memories and sharing stories. And that's where we are with the partnership with NPU.
Well, let's ask you this now. This is quite a bold move, partnering with NPU Live to appear across, mentioned 250 plus events throughout Northern California. How does this partnership reflect Neff's long-term vision in the U.S. market?
Yeah, great question. Our long-term vision in the U.S. market is really to build community authentically. And partnering with Mike and NPU and the team offers us the opportunity to connect with our consumers through the experience-driven storytelling. And for us, that was the biggest opportunity and kind of what locked us in with this partnership.
How has the spirits industry changed since, let's say, COVID around 2020? Do you see consumer loyalty as it was? Is it wavering in terms of what people are drinking? Are they turning on to the premium brands? And how are you positioning yourself for these dynamics that are changing?
Good question. And I think it's the question every beverage has today, whether you're adult beverage or a CSD or bottled water. It's an industry has been turned upside down based on the changes with kind of everything involved. For us, we continue to focus on the 360 marketing approach. We want to approach our consumers where they are along their imbibing path, whether they're on the screen, they're an event, bar, restaurant, liquor store, as you mentioned earlier. We try to approach our consumers authentically. And we do that by building culture, by sharing memories and creating experiences that are shared between friends and family.
All these events, NPU Live. What is Mike? What is the Midway? Now I'm reading about the Midway partnering, and
Yeah.
yeah, what is that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Midway is our flagship venue that sits within our MPU portfolio.
Okay.
So our any given night, we're doing about 2,000 to 3,000 in attendance, multi-genre. So everything from R&B to electronic. When we open up our outside through our permitting and our relationship with the city, we have our Midway Block Party. So that's a series that traditionally happens on the weekends. We'll do about 10 of these a year. We'll open it up and we'll have about 10,000 people. So every room within the venue open, the outside open. We put a big festival stage and we've had the likes of, everybody from the Chainsmokers to Metro Boomin out there. And then adjacent to that, we have our Pier 80 and our Garage 888. So really, when we open up the campus, we can service about 20 plus thousand. We also partner with Golden Voice, who produces Coachella, and we partner with them to produce Portola Music Festival, which takes place on our Pier 80, and that hosts about 40 to 50,000 per day.
How do you measure success for an event like this? Is it audience engagement? Is it cultural relevance, brand impact? How do you
I think
determine whether an event is truly successful?
it's I think the culmination of all of that, right? I mean, it really truly starts with tickets sold, and tickets sold and sellouts and close to sellouts. That's really what we're striving to do. But then what's the response? So, what's the curation and the experience on site? What partners are helping elevate that? Neff did an incredible job this past year with activating a mobile lounge with incredible product experience. That was, first in class and, performed the best on site, actually. I think then it's the response of the audience, not just, hey, that was incredible, but the sharing of videos and experiences. One thing that I gauge when we know we've thrown a great event is when people are asking for it back. When is that announce coming? We traditionally have a New Year's Day party called Fresh Start. And we've been kind of holding back some really big announcements, and the demand for where's the lineup and when are those tickets are getting dropped is a pretty good indicator that we've been throwing a pretty good event for the past 5 years.
Well,
I would say, go ahead.
no, good, good. I'm sorry.
Oh no, I was going to say that I think the response from the audience, the sharing of the experience. experiences and then the experience itself are really what culminates to make a really great event.
And again, we're talking with Justin Burnett, Chief Sales Officer of NetVodka, and Mike Kennedy, Vice President of Growth with NPU Live. Now, I'm gonna ask for a little favor here. Can you give us kind of a clue as to maybe something that might be coming up in December? Holiday season getting here and got the end of the year.
Yeah, we had some really fun announcements. You know, I had mentioned that we have really strong partners with in Golden Voice, and we've announced some really big acts that are going to be blessing us going into the new year. On December 30th, we'll be having Skrillex going back to back with Fortet, which I can, you know, the demand for that and the RSVPs has been off the charts. And then we're going to follow that up on New Year's Eve with a very small select dates globally. But we'll be ringing in the new year with Swedish House Mafia, which has an incredible stage presence. And we'll be doing both of these in our Pier 80 venue, which holds about 20,000 people. And then, you know, that leads right up to our fresh start, January 1, which I can't give you who our headliner is, but, you know, I keep an eye out for that, coming down the pipeline.
Okay. Wow. That's exciting. You got some great things coming down. Absolutely wonderful. Now I'll throw this question out to either one of you guys. Yeah. From a marketing perspective, how do you approach brand collaborations? What makes a partnership meaningful and long lasting?
Yeah, I think I could start and then pass it to you, Mike. I think for us at NEFT, it's really about communication and collaboration and making sure that our foundations align. And that was very easy going into the relationship with Mike and Nalani and the team and Jordan and everyone involved. It's just, you know, we hit it off from day one. And just talking about, you know, experiences and approaching consumers and just building these lasting memories, and then looking at their venue list and all their events, it just created this huge opportunity for NEFT to connect with consumers authentically. And we've hit it off, and we are, like you said earlier, we are friends. We get along. I chat with Mike all day, and we look at the phone, and 2 hours have passed. So it's pretty easy. It was pretty easy in the beginning.
That's great. You got a good relationship. It makes it much, much easier, no question. I mentioned that NEFT, I'm finding NEFT all over the place. I mean, the beverage is just exploding. Are you thinking of any new product lines or maybe some limited releases or even collaborations?
Yeah, good question. So we're always building our partnership database, right? So we have a lot of brand partners across the board, whether it's shared sponsors with our V-Carb Cash App car within the Formula One circuit and other partners within events and parties. But as far as innovation goes, we do have a very aggressive R&D team who is constantly changing and innovating our products. And so stay tuned, keep an eye on our social media because we do have some amazing things coming out very soon, especially around the holidays and going into 2026.
Mike, let's ask you this from NPU Live. What do you hope your audiences, people who attend any of your events, regardless of what they are, what do you want them to remember or feel when they exit an event? What lasting impression do you want them to have?
Well, I can tell you our founder and CEO, he had a very simple one-word answer for this, and that's joy, right? And I would like to, you know, double down on that and say connectivity, right? I think music is a very personal thing to consume, and but also meant to be shared with community. And that's something that we offer pretty regularly, right? The people that you're walking by on the street, now you're in a concert environment and you're singing along, you're high-fiving, you're hugging. And I think that, you know, the belonging and just pure joy and happiness and bringing that many people together in a positive essence is really what we want everybody to come away with.
That's fantastic. Mike, while we have you here, can you give us a website that we can check out to keep in track of some of your events?
Yeah, I'll give you two, right? And like I said, our private event business really in our NPU.co website will really explain kind of everything that we deploy on that side, which is the private events, the big brand activations, utilizing all of our spaces and the creativity that goes into that. And then if you really want to see our events and our portfolio of that, you know, I would go to themidwaysf.com. There you'll see all of our shows that are announced at Midway. You'll see our surrounding shows that are happening at our other venues and our other massive pop-up events. events that are taking place throughout Northern California.
Wonderful. And Justin Burnett from Neff, how about a website?
Yeah, very simple. Just neffvodkaus.com.
And that's spelled N-E-F-T. Neff is N-E-F-T. Vodka.com. Sure. Justin Burnett from Neff Vodka and Mike Kennedy from NPU Live. We thank you for joining us. That's it for this week's show. See you next week.